We peeking.
I'm silly.
It's like, nah. What's good, y'all? It's another beautiful Monday. The sun is out.
What's
I feel good. Joe, you feel good? I
feel great.
You feel good? We feel
amazing.
Great. But anyways, I hope y'all have a good week. I have a good week. And welcome to Shawnee Shawn Monday. We have another special guest, my boy CJ.
What's up?
What's up, Uyen? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Just trying to make it through this quarantine.
Hey, man. I feel it, man. Definitely, you know, got to wash your hands, you know, keep safe.
Right.
Put a mask
sanitize.
On. But nah, tell the people about yourself, bro.
So, a college student at Rice State University. My major is social work. I just started a little quick show, Real Talk and Convos with CJ and the special guest, whoever I have. The whole point of this show is to speak to young people like us, definitely to speak whatever advice that they need. Like I talk about from anything from depression, teen pregnancy, all kinds of things like that, as well as the person that I have tomorrow will be talking about investing in real estate. So young adults who want to invest in money and want to know how to buy a home when you get older and things like that. So definitely just dropping gems on advice on certain things. So
Okay. Hey, man.
The truth.
Definitely go watch his show on Instagram Live. Like, it's legit. I was on it. I was happy to be on it. Like, special guest. Nah, like, that was, like, really a good time. Where can they follow you on Instagram so they can watch it?
_ King CJ, 2 underscores.
So. Ultimate light skin. Ultimate light skin. Speaking of ultimate light skin, Tory Lanez. Let's come into Hot Topics. So, Tory Lanez did a concert on YouTube, and I liked it. I like the concert.
I think it's so cool how a bunch of artists are doing the virtual like concert experience
right.
thing.
And so like, it was just so fun. It was just like relaxing, and also like he did like a where people could donate, and the money went to COVID-19.
Oh wow!
Went to like the hospitals, people cool. who are like working during these times.
Yeah,
like
that's actually good. I've seen a lot of artists doing that. Famous people doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, so like. Good. I really appreciate Tory, man. Like, especially quarantine radio, bro. Quarantine radio.
This man had Instagram Live for like at least a month.
Bro, you know? I had chicks on there doing whatever they wanted.
My cousin got no filter.
Add your peach emoji.
Acting
out. Add your peach emoji.
I've never seen so many people act out on live.
Oh man. But next topic, we gotta talk about Georgia. So the state of Georgia, due to the COVID-19. Are letting teenagers get their driver license without taking the test. All they need is their parents' approval.
That's not me.
How y'all feel about it? How
that's crazy. Yeah, that's wild. Honestly,
that's tough. No cap.
I feel like the governor's been doing a lot of crazy stuff.
From Georgia,
reopening everything. That's
crazy.
Like,
people like just like the southern states like reopening the beaches,
right.
like
right the barbershops.
Maybe they're
like,
trying
the
to be direct,
alleys.
Direct to the black people is what I feel like.
Mm.
You think so?
I mean,
nah.
it might be. It's like
because barbershops, hair salons. I mean, this is where black people go to, you know.
And like, just a lot of people are losing money. So I think they're just being selfish. Like,
selfish,
all right,
yeah.
let's get this
money
you know,
right.
going. But yeah, teenager about to.
Like I just think of my brother. Like he's 15 right now, and I would not trust him to drive me anywhere, anywhere without you know going through what I went through, like
right.
the classes and like
right.
all that stuff.
You know, at times I had to redo and take like the pre-test, then take the classes,
them cones,
then
bro.
then do the drive, then take the actual driver license test.
Yeah,
yeah, nah, yeah. bro, y'all
sit
gotta
in the
go
car,
through the process.
Awkward silence with that lady, just
like
driving for 30 minutes. This.
Okay, you're gonna make a left right here.
Yeah,
I had an older guy.
You had an older dude.
Yeah, he did not play at all.
Bro, I had this old lady. She just did not talk, so we just sat there in silence like the whole time. Like it was. But, hey, I got my L's, you feel me?
Hey, we all did. You know, we all made it. But Georgia going the easy route. But anyways, OVO is a done thing, eh? Done your way. Drake dropped a new mixtape. How y'all
Bro,
feel about
I
it?
I didn't even know he was dropping.
I didn't know he did.
Yeah, like, he posted on Twitter. He was like, hey, I'm dropping this at midnight. Like, what?
He came out in the cut. Like, what's up?
He was like, he really did. He was like just in and out. Right. But,
like, I remember I got home and I just hopped on IG. It was like 11:30 at night. And I see this man post, like, dropping something at midnight. I'm like, I'm thinking it's a feature of, like, he's shouting somebody out. But nah, bro, I wait till midnight. I type in Drake on the Apple Music thing. That's I see crazy. Dark Lane. I'm like, bro, and I'm the biggest Drake fan. Like, Drake to me can do no wrong. So, like,
yeah. But my favorite album is Take Care.
Take Care.
I say Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing was the same.
We definitely gotta have, like, another episode where we just talk about, like, top albums and then, like, talk about the. Top I feel like albums. That'll be a good episode. Oh, dang, more to come. And the last topic to my CSU, my peers, my family, my friends, we're not coming back anytime soon. Ohio has extended their lockdown to May 21st. So,
bro, it's funny because the lockdown was supposed to be lifted yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. So, just sit tight, man. I know y'all keep on, you know, washing y'all clothes over and over again. But it's all right. It's okay.
Keep doing
but,
it. Even after the quarantine's over, keep washing your clothes. Get the scrubbing.
But nah, but also, y'all should be getting y'all money here soon. I know they were talking about definitely getting the stimulus checks. And then also, we're posted. I heard they're on the works of getting our refund on the housing and meal plan. So, just like, you know, keep on, you know, checking your bank account, see if you know you got the money yet.
The bag.
But yeah, but you know, let's commence into the main topic, man. And so the main topic for today is, since I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Today is Mental Health Monday.
It is.
I mean, not Mental Health Monday. Mental Health Month. Oh, okay. Actually, mm-hmm. I didn't know that when I wanted to do this topic, but hey, you know, what a coincidence, you know.
Yeah.
So we're talking about mental health. So we're going to dissect it, as always, into three sections: knowing, solving, and supporting. So the knowing section: what is mental health?
CJ, you want
to
start?
Yeah, I can. Mental health to me is definitely suffering emotionally and mentally. I struggle personally with depression and anxiety, so dealing with that has been tough. At first, I really didn't want to accept the fact that I was struggling with it. Facts. But I feel like mental health to me is something important, because you have to take care of yourself to make sure that you're able to stay stable.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, mental health, like, the definition of it is just your emotional, psychological, and your social well-being. So, like, just how you feel, how your brain functions in social settings. Like, if you get anxious or depressed, then, you know, your mental health is obviously, like,
yeah, man. They're just, you know, effects on how we think, how we feel, how we act. It shows us, you know, how mentally tough we are during, you know, situations, whether it be, you know, slight, or it can be really pressure, it can be, you know, really stressful, you know?
Yeah.
So, with, you know...
I feel like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like with mental health, like, it's definitely something that needs to be addressed more, you know? Because I feel like a lot of people are suffering it in silence, you know? So,
yeah.
I feel like it definitely need to be more approached and addressed, you know?
I think within the last, like, 3 years, it has.
Mm-hmm.
I think what needs to be more discussed about openly is mental health amongst, like, the Black community, maybe specifically.
True. No, I agree.
Because, like, I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying it's not as, you know, it's not as addressed, like, and there's, like, so many stigmas that fall in line with, like, just the culture. And, like, how you're supposed to think, your mindset, you know, a lot of those things aren't really, like, healthy practices, you feel me? Like, go hard all the time, you feel me? Like, just, like, little sayings like that. And it's, like, you gotta learn how to separate yourself from just certain stigmas and understand that, yeah, they're still meant to, like, push you, but it's, like, understand that it's a balance, you feel me?
Thanks. Now, like, with knowing, you know, with knowing what mental health is, how can we, you know, like, help ourselves? Because we definitely got to help ourselves first, our mental state first, before we help other people. So like, what ways do you, you know, like you said, you have anxiety. So what ways do you handle it? Like, how do you handle it?
With anxiety, I really try to, like, meditate. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of meditating, as well as when I'm too overwhelmed and my anxiety gets in the way, I definitely try to sit down, relax, and try to talk to someone I confide with.
Okay.
And definitely release those feelings. Because definitely, especially in school, I feel like anxiety is always on the rise. Mm-hmm. You know, with schoolwork and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just pressure.
Like family drama. Like all that.
So I feel like I had a case manager at Rice State, and definitely all the time would sit down and talk with her and definitely just try to communicate my feelings. And sometimes, you know, working through assignments, you know, explaining to professors, like, hey, I struggle with this. Can you be understanding? Help me, give me that extension, or be patient with me, you know?
Right. Communicating. So,
communication is definitely
I know, like, that's one thing, like, I know for me that I'd be struggling. Like, I just don't, like, I won't talk. I won't really say how I feel. I'll just be like, I'll handle it myself. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've obviously learned, like, now that it's not necessarily cool to just be silent, especially about something that you want, like, you truly.
Right.
So I think for me, how I deal with, I guess, I mean, I know personally, like, I haven't really suffered from, like, depression or anxiety like, that much, because I try to fight against that just as who I am, like, as a person. I try to fight it. I don't claim that shit on me. Like, I just don't want to.
Right.
You feel me? But I'm still human. I still have my fears and my struggles and my demons, you feel me? But the way that I kind of deal with that is, like you said, through meditation. But my meditation is through prayer. I think tapping into your spirituality and your faith kills so much of that, you know? And it sets your mental health to just more clear. I think it's all about just being clear-minded and... you feel me?
I definitely agree with you with spiritual, because your spiritual side is really gonna break down that mental, you feel me, and rebuild it back up. Because with mental, like, if you're not mentally strong, you're gonna have a lot of, you're gonna doubt yourself, you're gonna have a lot of insecurities about yourself, you're gonna start overthinking things when it's really not that deep, like, everything's just gonna start breaking downhill. And, like, with me, I wouldn't say like I dealt with, you know, anxiety or depression, but I definitely had a mental battle that I had to fix. And, you know, what we discussed on your show about, you know, me getting bullied in high school. I didn't have that group of people that I could talk to. You know, I, like, especially just early in high school. I didn't have nobody to talk to. So I just had to, like, learn how to, like, cry out and cope on my own. Like, I didn't know who to talk to at first, you know. You know, luckily, you know, I met my boy Joey senior year, where he literally just told me, like, yo, why are you focusing on other people?
Like, that's really how I said it. Like,
why? Like, bro, just do you and forget what other people think about you. And once when I started doing that I really, like, my mind really start getting better. I start, like, I stopped, like, doubting myself. I stopped, like, really overthinking and, like, trying to impress this group of crowd that I want to be a part of. Like, if they can accept me for who I am, then, like, fuck them.
I know my goddad, he always said, it's always, especially when it comes to, like, anything, really, but he struggled with mental health as well. He said it's a natural side and then the spiritual side. The natural side is kind of like, you know, you take the proper steps in order to get better. And if that means going to seek therapy or even taking medication for a little while. But the spiritual side is believing in God and having that faith and trusting him that you can overcome depression or anxiety and be free from it. So I feel like this, you know, taking those proper steps to get better, but then still having that mindset of faith, you know what I'm saying? Trusting that you can get over that and overcome it.
I mean, I know for me, like, mental health sickness is just, it's not something that is permanent. It's not something that is, like, there forever. It's just a season of your life, you feel me? Like, a time period. And I think another way to cope with it is to just realize your full potential.
Right.
You know, like, realize that you're more than your current situation and whatever you're going back and forth in your head about. Right. Because, like, bro, it's just time. You're right. Wasting time almost, yeah, you know?
Well, I mean, no, I agree with both of y'all. Mm-hmm. It's just, what we're saying, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy to do.
So, like, you really just have to be patient with yourself, mm-hmm. because,
give
yourself, you know,
some level of grace.
Give yourself, you know, a pat on the back sometimes. Like, really, like, spend time with, and it goes back to, right. you know, the episode before, me, myself, and I, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Self-awareness ties with mental health.
Yeah.
If you can really build your self-awareness up, your mental state is really going to build up.
Right.
Because you're going to know more about yourself, and you're going to know how to tackle situations that's thrown your way.
Right.
And with, you know, knowing mental health, when, you know, solving your mental battles, your mental state, and building it up, now, since you can help yourself, let's help others. How mm-hmm. can we support the supporting section?
Mm-hmm.
What ways can we, you know, support, you know, others? Because to me, I'm speaking on, you know, our generation and the African-American community. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're so prideful.
Seriously.
We're so prideful. Like Joey said earlier, like, I'm tough. You know, I can handle anything. Like,
yeah.
I ain't got no mental problem. I ain't got
right.
no anxiety.
Right.
And it's
what
not,
yeah.
it's not like that where's your toughness at? Because you might be physically tough, but mentally, I can just break you down with a couple of words.
Cheesy. That's all it takes, honestly, mm-hmm. you know?
So, like, man, it's just, we need to swallow our pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need to go get the help that we need.
Mm-hmm. And let me say this thing, too, because I think sometimes we confuse, like, hardship with, you know, like, just because something is hard means, like, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people blame themselves in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
What am I trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
My point is, dang, I'm losing my train of thought. My fault. Forget me. Skip me. I lost my train of thought.
I was going to say something. I didn't start developing mental health or developing depression or any of that until I went through something traumatic in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really want to direct, especially in the African-American community. A lot of us go through something traumatic, and we kind of are silent about it.
Yeah.
Luckily, I went through that traumatic situation, and I had the support of family. And I remember one time I was going to therapy and stuff like that, and my therapist told me pretty much, you need to forgive and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you said about the whole, like, it's just a season. Mental health is just a season. I believe that because
yeah.
after a while, you know what I'm saying? You have to forgive, let go, especially moving on in your
yeah.
life.
So you got to move on at
yeah,
some point.
She's like, you can't continue to blame a situation on why you're still stuck in, like, depression or anxiety. So, you know, over time, I had to really realize, you know, I had to move
yeah.
on and let go of my past that was, you know,
mm-hmm.
holding me down. So,
man, wow. It just really just clicked to me. What
that
you
to
just
me is
said,
like, mm-hmm. yeah, my
because nah, you're good. Because what you just said, it's not only just, you know, African Americans, it's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a mental problem.
It's
if
easy.
You really think about it, because like you just said,
mm-hmm.
everybody went through something. Whether
right.
you know, it can be different.
Right.
It can be, you know, yours is like way more than mine. But like we don't know how we.
Right.
Cause mine's gonna mess me up, but
yeah,
you know
right.
yours probably way, you know, bigger
right.
than mine, but everybody went through something. Everybody
exactly.
has a mental problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you just said, with seasonings, yes, you know, you might get over it, but it might hunt you if you
yeah.
really didn't fix it in the
yeah.
past.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot in the African American community, we stay silent because even in a traumatic situation, we may not want to approach our parents or family members about what's going on with anything. So I feel like that's where it comes into, you know, situation when it comes to African American community, you know, like they're not able to express that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But besides that, and altogether, like they suffer in silence. And I feel like when they finally say something, you know what I'm saying, then it takes time to heal. Then after that, you have to finally realize it's time to let go.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm gonna just speak on this because I feel like I can.
mm-hmm.
Like I grew up, I wasn't born in America, right? Like I was born in Kenya. So I grew up the African way,
right?
You feel me? So like African culture and black culture are just two two completely different things. You know, I know, like, we try to, like, say it's similar, but at the end of the day, it's so different. And I know for me, like, I was raised, like, the anxieties that come with being raised by, like, African parents, like, that to me is unmatchable sometimes. I mean, I don't want to compare people's, like, problems, but it's just, it was tough, you know? Your expectations are different. You're living in a new world, basically. So you got to move different. Your parents don't really know what's going on, and they're just trying their best. And then you're kind of here, just trying to go to school and, like, survive. I remember, like, when I was little, I used to get, like, African booty scratcher, bro. Like, y'all remember them jokes and stuff? Like, yeah, like, you used to hear all that stuff. But it's, like, one, I never really, like, applied that shit to me, you know? I didn't care. I was like, bro, whatever. And, yeah, like, I could almost get myself, I can almost see the lens of, just, like, how black culture moves and how I can see that, like, how both of that is, if that makes sense. But, yeah, like, the way that I see, at least for me, like, like, this stat specifically even says, like, 13.2% of the U.S. identify as black Americans, but 16% of those people are diagnosed with mental health, you know? So, like, that's a big group of people in the black community who are affected just with their state of mind. And it's, like, I don't know, man. It's, like, a lot of stigmas that I could talk about that I feel, like, bring people down and, like, I don't know, it's just, and it's hard for people to deal with sometimes, you know, level of expectations that were put on people.
And I just say, you know, one thing with, you know, supporting, because we gotta, you know, we gotta help somehow, and, you know, it's a hard task to, like, help everybody, but one thing that, you know, I feel like we can just start doing is just check up on people, you know, show them love, just make sure they feel that our, you know, positive vibe and energy, knowing that, you know, hey, you know, I feel, you know, comfort when I, you know, with you, and maybe I can talk to you, and just let them know, because the main idea is you're not alone. You are not alone, and a lot of people think, like, dang, I'm going through this, dang, I'm alone. Well, shoot, you know, I've been alone my whole time. I don't need nobody. You feel me? I got this. And it just starts, like, history. It seems like it repeats itself. And so it starts with us, for, you know, staying on that, you know, checking up on people to decrease this, you know, mental health in the African American community.
Yeah, it definitely starts with us. Like, we're the, we got to be the ones that break that chain, bro. We just got to do it, because, man, I just be thinking about my, like, future kids and, like, how they're gonna grow up, and it's like, man, like, I wouldn't want them to experience maybe, like, half the things that I've seen.
It's like, I agree. I know this is not trying to pit against the Caucasian group, but definitely if you are trying to get the support that you need and you're trying to go to, like, therapy or something like that, I had to realize, for me as a black male, that I needed to see someone of my own color as a therapist. Like I said, nothing against the Caucasian group, but I feel like, you know, in the Caucasian group, they don't know how our lifestyles is as black people. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a little different when it comes to therapy sessions and things like that with them than when it's, you know, going seeing another, like, black male therapist or black female therapist. They can relate on a whole nother level. So I don't know if you agree on that.
No, I do. I think it matters. It's important.
Right.
To have somebody that looks like you, so you can have that, like, relatability factor.
I mean,
because some white people just look at,
you
know, their clients
as
just
a paycheck.
As a paycheck. Right.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that, but, like,
and
just also.
And that's so dangerous.
With social work, man. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad to hear that. It really is, because social worker people, you know, who counsel, you know, on, you know, other people, they should be comprehending. They definitely should be trying to be in their shoes.
Right.
Again, you know, you can't, you really can't be in their shoes, you know, you really can't, you know, tell them how they supposed to feel. But all you can do is, you know, try the best you can to, like, be in their shoes, to understand what they're coming from, to try to help them. But I agree, you know, some people are there for the money, and that's sad.
Yeah.
It is.
So.
Yeah, but I feel like at the end of the day, I really want people to realize that mental health is something you can, like, get through.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I feel like it's been stigmatized so much, and it's been talked about so much within the last, like, couple years, that there's like almost this fear factor that comes with it, and it's like, oh, am I mentally health, like, is my mental health okay, like, but just realize that the definition of mental health is just your, you know, social well-being and your psychological, like, you're okay, and like, you don't feel anxiety when you're out in social settings, like, you're okay, you can just be a normal human being, like, that's all mental health really is. So if you can come to your own definition of, like, how can I navigate the world and feel like myself, then I think it'll be okay for me.
All right, well, that is it for the main topic. We're going to transition to the call-in section. So the call-in section, we kind of have like a couple, you know, mental health questions that we're going to ask the callers, and then one lucky caller, I said one lucky caller, will just receive, you know, a small token, just a show our appreciation for, I know, small little appreciation just to be on our, just be on the show, man. And just really just all the callers and like everybody who's listening, I just really appreciate you. And yeah, let's just, you know, commit into the callers, man. I'm really excited. So caller. We have our first caller for today. So caller, can you please state your name and where you're from?
My name is Joseph and I'm from Seattle.
Hey, Seattle. Man, I love Seattle. Love Seattle people so much. So the main topic is about mental health. And so my question for you is, how do you cope with, or like, what ways do you do when you're stressed, or you try to like relieve your stress?
How do you deal with your stress?
Yeah. How do you
deal with it?
Yeah.
So for me personally, you know, I've had a background of like, you know, dealing with stress probably in unhealthy ways. I mean, not probably unhealthy ways, you know, whether that be, you know, using weed or alcohol, substances, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not knocking people. I just think that's kind of like a big thing, you know, with social media and just kind of the whole hip hop scene now, like everyone's kind of just having their own vice, you know. So I've been through my struggles with that. But how I deal with stress and anxiety and the whole kind of mental health thing for me now is mainly just like, you know, practicing like self-love, whether that be through exercise, self-care, you know, that kind of stuff. I used to, you know, run track and cross country and that kind of stuff. So for me, I'm more into like bodybuilding now. So for me, it's just like, you know, taking care of myself and stuff like that.
Hey, man, shout out to you. Where can I follow you at on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, like where?
To keep it real with you, I don't even really have social media like that, you know? Just do my thing.
Hey, man. Shout out to him. Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate you, and definitely you got to call again for the next episode.
Yeah, bro, you already know.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Peace.
Caller number two, state your name and where you're from.
I'm Zachariah. I'm from Columbus.
614,
represent.
Always. All right, man. What song helps you get through the day?
What song helps me get through the day? Man, when I'm feeling down sometimes, I just like to... It's not really a particular song. I just listen to Kendrick Lamar. Hey. It just relaxes me.
I feel that.
I love me some Kendrick.
Yo, I love Kendrick too. What album do you listen to the most?
That's a good question.
Pimp a Butterfly.
I love that album.
Or Good Kid, Mad City. I love those albums right there.
And he is receiving a black card, ladies and gentlemen. A black card. Sign out. Hey, Zach, I just want to say thank you for being a caller on the show. I really appreciate you, man.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, definitely got to call again. Definitely got to... Actually, you got to be a special guest for it. Exactly. That would be lit.
Hey, sounds good.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
Y'all take it easy.
All right. And then we have the third caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Corey, and I am from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, shout out to Columbus again. So we're talking about mental health, and one of my questions for you is, what song, like, helped you get through the day?
What song that helps me get through the day? I would have to say it would be a gospel song. And it will be by, It would have to do by William Murphy, Already Getting Better.
Amen. Amen. Thank Lord. Sana. Corey, I just want to let you know that you're actually the lucky caller of the day. And so you will be receiving $5. So go ahead, get yourself, you know, a nice little 4 for $4 from Wendy's, you know. But nah, we just appreciate you, you know, for being on the show and just like all the other callers that have been calling in. So, you know, ta-da.
Thank you.
All right, so thank you for being on the show. Definitely got to call again next time.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. And then we have the next caller. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
Nikkei said, oops. Sorry, I'm eating, y'all. From Cincinnati, Ohio, founder of the Nikkei Say Show.
513, represent.
513.
So the main topic for today is we're talking about mental health. So my question is for you is, how do you deal with stress?
I pray.
Amen.
And I do, huh?
I said amen.
I pray a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I isolate myself because I don't want the negative energy that I have to rub off on other people. Or even when I don't feel like isolating myself, I talk to people who really honestly care about me. You know, somebody that I can honestly open up to and be 100% with. And a lot of the time, I work out, do some yoga. You know, working out is probably one of the most biggest stress relievers ever. So pray, either isolate or talk to somebody that really cares about me and work out.
Period. As you should. Nike, big sis, it's always a pleasure for you to be on the show. I want to say thank you. Definitely going to be coming down to visit you here soon. So just wait on it.
Please.
Right, quarantine. It's not now. All right. Love you.
Love you more. Thanks right. for having me.
Of course. All right. That's all the callers for today. I really enjoyed the callers. You know, appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good.
Definitely had some good answers, about mental health. But that is it for today. CJ, man, thank you for being on the show, man. I really appreciate you, man. Definitely can't wait to do another episode with you and, you know, make it happen. But other than that, have a great week, Young Kings and Queens. Stay we will blessed. See you next Monday for episode 6. Peace in the inner city, y'all. That's all right. That way.